Marcia Ball.
Thank you.
And their autograph and everything, and I never could put one up there. I never made a list. But now I am because I don't know, because my mind is gone, as Professor Longhair would say. At least half of it. The list part of it is, according to this, which I sometimes follow, we're going to do a song called Watermelon Time now. So thank you. Thank you. We've been traveling all over this summer. It's been great. I mean, at one point we drove from Minneapolis to Lake Placid. And let me tell you what's out there. Corn. Corn. Probably be on my next record. Meanwhile, it's watermelon. Watermelon time, go out on the highway. the hot sun. If I was in the poor grips, I just about done. Don't forget the day selling beans at the slum. Oh, well, you better have the liquor from the mother-in-law. guitar, y'all. Eric Bernhardt on the saxophone. On the saxophone. Corey Keller on drums. And John Bennett on the bass, y'all. Thank y'all so much. I want to thank the band, the Buicks, for playing with us. Yeah. Wow. I just wrote a song about them, actually. I just wrote a song, and it starts out and says, I used to drive my grandma's car, and I did in high school. She had a 1958 Buick. And it had, and the second line is, or the third line is like 600 pounds of Detroit chrome. You remember those cars? I mean, that was like heavy metals. I wrote them a song, and we enjoyed playing with them tonight. I really enjoyed hearing them, so thank you guys very much. And I'll tell you, I'll take a brief minute to say, Marvin is playing with us this weekend. Some of you know Mighty Mike Shermer, and Mike's not gone for good. Mike, well, he's gone for a good reason. He's actually this weekend playing the Monterey Jazz Festival out in California. He's got his own band. He's been celebrating his birthday for about a month. Out of California, and this is like the better be the icing on the cake, because I want him back, as Michael Jackson would say, I want you back. So, but ably filling this slot, and thankfully for us, our good friend Marvin Dykes. Have you been here before, Marvin? Okay, because Marvin plays with Shelly King quite a bit, and with some other bands in Texas, and I don't know where anybody has been. I know you've been up.
I can't remember most of them. I may have been.
So let me see what we got here. Yeah. Speaking of records, we have our most recent record called The Tattooed Lady and The Alligator Man. Yeah. So this is my skin tattoo. And we're going to do a little bunch of songs from that record for you right now. This first one, Ben. The big top! Thank you. Come. squeeze is on, yeah. Squeeze is on. Squeeze is on. Squeeze is on.
Amazing. Thank you. Thank you so much. Sorry, new arrangement. Okay, we're going to do another song. I think this little run of the most recent record, this one I want to send out to everybody here tonight. It's called Human Kindness. And I want to send it out to everybody here. Kindness-filled crowd. We played that not too long ago in on Victoria Island up in British Columbia, and I introduced it like I just did. And you know, I know that you're in my audience, so you're probably all loaded up with human kindness and all. You wouldn't put up with me if you did. You weren't. But this little voice from the back, this guy says, "We're Canadians." Okay, there.
Woo!
said, you better lose it before you leave. You might find yourself in way too deep. There may be danger you can't see. You better lose it before you leave. Well, later on, I was growing up. I was talking to my best friend. And I told her I had kissed a boy. My big sister, 'cause maybe she can talk some sense. 'Cause she's in a world of trouble, and she's a voice of experience. Her sister told us, "Lose it before you leave. You might find yourself in way too deep. There may be danger that you can't see. You better lose it before you."
Oh, no, we'd rather have this wheel.
the songs I've written about my husband along the way. And your husband, too. I love when I say, "Love, my man is stubborn," and all these eyes. You can just see them in the room, or even in the dark, you can see your eyes go. Thank you. it's hard all over, and I don't mean that lightly at all, but the little town of Denham Springs down in Louisiana, 90% of the houses went underwater. And they're not even that close to the river, like a mile from the river. What has happened down here? The wind has changed, and the clouds rolled in from the north, and it started to rain, and it rained real hard, and it rained for a real long time. There was 6 feet of water in the streets of Evangeline. Some people got lost in the flood. Some people got away all right. Now the river broke through, way down in Plaquemine. There was 6 feet of water in the streets of Evangeline.
Oh,
Some people got lost in the flow. Some people got away all right. Now the river broke through, way down black and mine. There was 6 feet of water. Fundraiser down in Austin, and I don't know, he just woke up one day and got five bands and a location, and some Cajun friends of ours who live in Austin to cook gumbo, and first thing you know, we got a big old fundraiser going on, and it was like $8,000 he raised in a fun afternoon. My favorite part, you go and you dance and you party and you eat and you drink, and it's all for a good cause. I do though, I love those causes. Why? Cause. So we're going to do a Bobby Charles song, speaking of South Louisiana. This is a legendary songwriter, Bobby Charles Guidry from Abbeville, Louisiana, who wrote this song. And a little history on Bobby, he wrote when he was a teenager, he wrote See You Later, Alligator. And I'm Walking to New Orleans. And this is a later song of his that we love and that we've been doing for a while. And before I put my sermon in, I want to also mention, and I'll talk to you when we're done, we'll be out front wherever the CDs might be. Anybody know? Front left-hand corner of the building. We'll be out there talking and visiting the old meet and greet. But I always get out there and then I think, man, I should have told those people about the cruise. Does anybody know about the Delbert Cruise? You know about either one of those cruises. There's a legendary, and there's the Sandy Beaches, and you ought to go on one of them. It's just like bucket list thing. Speaking of buckets, you ought to see those boats. No. Y'all remember Popeye? Y'all remember Pluto's boat? I think it was the Leek and Lena. But actually, we're on now. We started out on Pluto's boat, but now we're on very nice Holland American ships. And but the Delbert Cruise goes out in January. They both go out in January, a week in the Caribbean. And I go with Delbert every year, and the legendary sometimes. And this year we have Mark Broussard and Raul Mullo and the Mavericks. And Wayne Toops is always on. And Fred Eagle Smith and the McCrary sisters from Nashville. And Jimmy Hall, and just need to look it up. It's 1-800-DELBERT, or go to his website, or go to my website, and check it out. Because you know what, how much fun it is up here in January. Take a break. 23, she says 23. Yeah, we used to, I know some of you are thinking, oh, I'm not going on a cruise. There's too many old people on that cruise. Yeah, right. Well, that's what we used to think 23 years ago, 25 years ago, we started doing this. Look at all those other boats full of those old people.
now we're getting off on. We're still having more fun, so if y'all want to check it out, I think you should, because it's not to be missed. It's music from noon to the sun comes up. That's right. When the sun comes back up, a lot of people don't ever see the breakfast table. All right. So it's Party Boat, but this song called Party Town. You only, well, that's where I wanna be.
shooting brick. Talking about how nice this audience is and all. And I forgot y'all were still standing here. So let me think here. Tears that were running.
every Friday night down in the San Jose. Same room number, bottle of wine, our little secret getaway. One night I got there early, I checked in and turned down the bed. There was a couple next door and they were fighting, and I could hear every word they said. He told her, she means nothing to me. It was a cold, hard twist of the knife when I heard my name and I realized it was my man, and he was talking to his wife. I heard it all.
Stand up face in the corner. She's holding down the groove.